Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. 24 minutes past 11, special guest on the line, Kathy. Kathy, I don't know your last name. Should I know that?
Yeah, it's West, but it doesn't really matter. Not
that. You've got a conference or a gathering coming up around next week on the weekend. Is that the weekend? And you've got a crew coming from over from Kanaki. And there's other groups as well. Do you know where they're coming from? What other groups are coming?
There's a lot of women coming to NAM for a big feminist conference from all over the world. So lots and lots of different places, yeah.
Well, I should know that. your group's coming from Kanaki, which is...
Yeah, that's right.
And how's that all going? Is it coming together all right?
Yeah, I think we're getting there. You know, as I'm sure you're familiar with lots of organisation, but I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, great.
I'm sure it's going to be good, yeah.
The weather's looking pretty good at the moment.
Yeah, which is good because they're not used to Melbourne weather, I can tell you that, coming from...
Oh, we can turn it on
for them. It's about the same level as Brisbane.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So when does it all begin?
Yeah, so they're arriving on the 25th, and the conference that they're attending along with all these women from all over the world is starting on the 26th. So on the 25th, we're joining with Camp Sovereignty and Your Uncle Robbie and Crime Scene Australia for an event in memory of the Frontier Wars, 5 till 8 p.m. at Camp Sovereignty.
Yes.
So there will be one of our Kanak comrades, at least one of them, speaking at that event, and we'll have zines and T-shirts and badges to sell there as well.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good. And it'll be good to hear from them, you know, what are their... Because I know there are equivalents to the mass murder and genocide of Indigenous people in this continent in the Frontier Wars. So it'll be good to learn more about what kind of similar stuff has happened in Kanaki.
And tell us a little bit about how it's going at the moment. Like, it goes... Seems to be always in the news, Kanaki.
Yeah. So as regular listeners will probably know, Kanaki was colonised by the French in 1853, and it's still a French colony today. And in 2024, there was the last in a number of uprisings by Kanak people against French colonial rule, and that's when our collective got started, with the support of the BPU and CSA and many others as well, Treaty for Sports in Brisbane as well. And so since then, there's been huge military crackdown. France has sent thousands and thousands of military personnel. There's a food crisis. There's a medical crisis because most of the doctors were French, from the French mainland, and just went back to France. You know, the usual issues of over-incarceration and discrimination against Kanak people have massively worsened. So I guess what's happening at the moment, the French government has attempted to impose the Bougival Accords, which is I don't want to say a treaty really, but some kind of agreement that would govern what they call New Caledonia's future. But the majority of Kanak people are against that, and particularly the pro-independence Kanaks, which is almost all of them, oppose those accords, which it looks like they're not going to go through, which is good news, but it does mean that, you know, the institutional future of Kanaki is undetermined. Do you want me to talk more about Kanaki?
Tell us heaps. Go for it. It's just like, you've got plenty of time, so...
Okay, yeah. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty full on. Like, I remember being loosely involved years ago when, you know, when a good friend of ours got killed in that cave incident there.
Mm.
That was quite a while ago now. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Was that a Kanak person who was killed?
Yeah, it was. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was back in the '80s, which was the last major uprising before the one in 2024.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. Well, yeah. Because he was over here just previous to that, and then went back home and got killed in that cave there.
Wow, yeah, that's horrible.
It was horrible.
Mm.
I still don't know enough, you know. I don't know enough about any of the, you know, anything other than my own. Don't even know enough about my own country, but, you know, I want to know more. So who else is, what other mobs are coming? Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So the conference is organised by the state. We don't support it, but I do think that it's called Women Deliver. It's a feminist conference. But I do think that even though it's very institutional and very much white-led and, you know, with a colonial, underlying colonial philosophy, I think there will be a lot of grassroots activists coming from all over the world who are probably quite radical, which is the case of our Kanak contacts. So we're hoping, we've invited the participants to come to the event on the 25th, so hopefully some of them will be able to come, recognising that it will be a bit difficult for them, having just arrived, you know, a new country and all that kind of thing.
Yes, yeah.
And on the 30th of April, we also have another event which our Kanak contacts asked us to organise, and that's in Docklands, and it's going to be about decolonial feminism, and they want to have a discussion about decolonial feminism with First Nations women from this continent and also any Pacifica women or Oceanian women who live in Nam are very welcome to come. They're all invited if you're part of those groups.
Yep.
And they're also inviting Pacifica women from the conference. So hopefully, you know, quite a few of them will be able to come as well, to have a discussion about decolonial feminism in this region with the aim of hopefully setting up some kind of network to continue working together into the future. So that's the 30th of April, sorry.
There's a 5-day gap there.
And that's because that's when the conference is happening over those 5 days.
Okay, from that day.
Yeah.
From that day, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so 30th April is the last day of the conference, so we thought we'd get
the last day
before they go home, hopefully.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
Dockland, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that community hub at the dock, which is right next to the library at the dock, the City of Melbourne Library there, in the multi-purpose room at 5 p.m.
So yeah. I hope all women are listening to this and might want to come along and we can promote it a bit more on Saturday Anzac Day and remembering our fallen. So, come along, everyone, and get involved.
Yeah, please do. We'd love to see you there.
Yes. Any guests you might want to add, Kath? I'm sure there's plenty that you want to talk about.
I could maybe talk about the other two events after that.
Yeah, of course. Go for it.
Thanks. So on Friday the 1st of May and Saturday the 2nd of May, we have two events that are open to everyone. So on Friday the 1st of May, we have an event at Melbourne Uni at 2 p.m, which is called Decolonial Conversations. So we're going to have Uncle Robbie, Kieran from the BPU, and also Yaran will be in conversation with a group of the Kanak contacts from the delegation, talking about a number of issues that affect both countries, both peoples, incarceration, resource extraction, also talking about the voice to parliament and what they call the customary senate over in Kanaky, which is a little bit of a similar thing. So talking about a few of those, and decolonial feminism as well. So a conversation about that at Melbourne Uni. It's actually not on the main campus. It's on Queensbury Street in the Kwong Li Dao building. But have a look at our Instagram for all of the details about that. And then the last event in Nam is on Saturday, 2nd of May, and that's going to be at Balambalam Place in Brunswick at 6 p.m. and that is about Western imperialism in the Pacific. So we've got speakers from this continent, from West Papua, from Kanaki, of course, and I think hopefully we're going to have a statement from some Tamil comrades as well. Yeah, so do come along to either or both of those events if you can. We'd love to have as many people turn up as possible. And all proceeds are going to be given to the Kanaks in cash to take back with them to Kanaki to deal with those issues relating to the food crisis and the medical crisis and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. So anyone can come to this, not just women, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, for those last two events.
Yeah, fantastic. I just want to ask you, what's the jail rate of women over there in Kanaki at the moment, or just the general jail rate of Kanaki in that place?
Yeah, it's high, as you'd imagine. I'm not sure about women specifically, but the general jail rate is, I think it's over 90% Kanaks, even though Kanaks make up about 40 to 45% of the population. So it's a big overrepresentation. And in the uprising, there were a huge amount of arrests of people who mostly weren't doing anything that was, you know, defined as criminal by the state, as well as there were arrests of the Kanak leaders of the uprising, which included some women, and a lot of people, prisoners, were deported to mainland France as part of that arrest process, so taking them, you know, thousands and thousands of kilometres away from their homes.
Is there many still over there in France?
I think there are still some. I'm not sure how many.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. And one of the major issues, which I think we've talked about before, is that when some of them were released in France because they came to the end of their sentence, but they were released with no support from the French state, offered no identity papers, and therefore couldn't access any welfare payments. The French state wouldn't give them any money for a ticket, plane ticket home. So it's just Kanak people living in France and allies who have been supporting those people, and that's the only support that they're getting.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's absolutely atrocious, even as colonial stuff goes. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, yes.
Yeah.
So pinpoint Kanaki for us. Exactly where is it? Is it off Brisbane, sort of way off Brisbane?
Yeah. So I think it's a little bit northeast of Brisbane, but it's close. It's no more than a 3-hour flight from either Brisbane or Sydney.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very close neighbour of ours.
Yes, very close. All right. Well, is there anything yet I want to add?
No, I think that's probably all. Thanks a lot, Uncle, for having me on the show.
No worries, and I'll be looking forward to catching up to you all on Saturday.
Yeah, me
Camp
too.
Camp Savory and those other gigs that are on Balam Balam, and what was the other one?
At Melbourne Uni.
Uni. Yeah. All right. We'll be checking it out. Thanks, Kath, for coming on.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks a lot, Uncle Robbie.
All right. Thank you.
See you soon.
All right. See ya.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs, and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.